We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
It's been a dizzying week news-wise when it comes to vaccines and masks, and there's certainly a lot going on. So delighted to bring back onto the show, once again, the Monroe County Commissioner of Public Health, Dr. Michael Mendoza, back on Team PXY. Thank you.
Good morning. Yeah. Good morning. Good to see you.
Yeah. How are you doing? Do you sleep at all? I always wonder that.
You can't.
It has been a long 18 months, but, I think the light at the end of the tunnel is certainly visible. You know, we're looking ahead to summer now. Opening day at baseball games on Tuesday. This is really a good time for Rochester.
It is. You can feel that the hope is there, right? For so long throughout this, I always use the analogy of it felt like we were in a bit of a dark room and we didn't really know our bearings. And then suddenly a door opened and you saw a little crack of light come through.
Light at the end of the tunnel here.
And that door has been getting a little more and more open, a little more light coming through. So definitely happy in the position that we are in. And again, some really, really, really big news hit this week. Of course, we learned that children ages 12 to 15 can now receive the Pfizer vaccine. That was big. Then the other big news was just yesterday, the CDC releasing the new guidelines when it comes to masking up, or the lack thereof, rather, when it comes to people who are fully vaccinated. But let's talk about the lowering of the age cap cap first with the Pfizer vaccine. Obviously, this is massive.
Yeah. And we anticipated this. The research has been going on now for over 6 to 9 months, I think, for the 12 to 15-year-old range in terms of the actual trials. And it's actually more effective than Pfizer is for 16 and older.
Interesting.
When you look at the trials, I mean, they're almost saying 100% effective at preventing hospitalization and death. So, and this is really, really good news for the 12 to 15-year-olds. And I had a chance to go out to the Greece pod yesterday. Whole lot of people were 12 to 15. At the Fairport pod yesterday, 42% of people were in the 12 to 15 age group. So this is really, really promising.
Yeah, we talked about it on the show earlier in the week, Breeze. And we even had a teacher who teaches a 7th grade class and was saying how excited her students were at the opportunity, because they understand and realize that this is the key to like being able to hang out with their friends again.
Right.
Yep, that's right. I mean, if we can get all of our kids 12 to older vaccinated, you know, we're looking at a much, much more normal summer, and it's really only 3, 5 weeks away at this point. You know, once you get your second dose and then wait the 2 weeks after that, I mean, we're looking at a really normal summer for a lot more people this summer.
As amazing as it is that we have this research and these trials and, you know, almost 100% effective, there is the other end of the scale of parents who maybe aren't 100% comfortable yet. We actually talked to a couple just a couple days ago. They're like, oh, I care more about my children than I do about myself, so I'm nervous. What would you say to those parents?
I feel that way too. Right. I have kids, and I care more about their safety sometimes than I would myself. And I think that puts the onus on all of us in healthcare and public health to do our part to answer the questions. And these are valid, valid questions. I mean, this whole thing has come on so quickly. And, you know, 2 weeks ago, I remember saying, I don't know when 12 to 15-year-olds are going to be given the green light for the Pfizer vaccine.
Right.
And here we are.
Right.
So please ask your questions. And as I see it, it's my responsibility to get all of our healthcare partners on board to field these questions from our parents. It is our responsibility.
Absolutely. Again, Dr. Michael Mendoza on with us this morning. So it was very interesting because we talked to a couple of parents who had gotten the vaccine themselves, but said that they still were kind of on the fence when it came to their kids getting it. And obviously, education is such an important factor of this. But we live in a world where information can be manipulated in many different ways.
Yeah.
You know, are there sources that, and obviously going straight to your pediatrician would be a great example of something to do. But any other examples of where people can go? Because when it, you know, the reality of the situation is, no matter what you believe, if you really want to find something that quote unquote backs it up, you can find some article somewhere.
Right, and that is the key. You know, I recommend going to your pediatrician, going to your family physician, going to somebody who you've been trusting for your health care all along. You know, this is science, and this is not something that's going to be new to your primary care doctor. This is what we exist to do, and this is what we want to do. I think it underscores the fact that, you know, when there's a lot of uncertainty, there may be fear. And we want to encourage people to seek information not only from valid sources, but in ways that are safe and convenient and comfortable to them. And that's why we're encouraging these smaller sites in the schools and fire departments, places where our research has shown that people feel more safe. And that, is, I think, is equally as important as making sure you're not getting your medical information from the comments section of Facebook.
Right.
You know, we want people to get valid information.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It was an interesting thing, too. You know, we obviously follow you on Twitter, and you're very vocal on there, and you share a lot of information, which is fantastic. One of the things that you were really pushing for was for these pediatricians to themselves be the ones to administer, or at least in their office, be the ones to administer these vaccines to these children.
Well, and this is what pediatricians do. I mean, you ask a pediatrician what are some of the most important things that you do for your patients, and one of them is talking about prevention. And prevention means giving immunizations. And, you know, there are some more logistics involved with giving the COVID vaccine than there would be for the other traditional vaccines. But I do think that once we can, you know, bridge those logistics, then it's going to be business as usual for these pediatricians. I mean, they are among our best vaccinators in the county.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And so why not leverage their expertise and their relationships with patients? I mean, this is what we exist to do for our pediatric patients.
Dr. Mendoza, we've seen a lot of colleges announce that the vaccine will be mandatory for people to return to in-person learning. And a lot of people are speculating that it could even trickle down to the lower ages and grades. What is your thoughts on that?
Well, we have to wait and see.
Sure.
You know, I think the reality is the vaccine is safe and it is effective. And I think you're seeing now the slow migration toward trying to make sure that we do everything we can to keep people safe. And that's what it's all about. How we get there is going to be a topic of intense debate, obviously.
Yeah, right.
Will it be required? Is it allowed to be required? This will find its way at some point through the courts. I think right now we have to step back and just realize how effective and how safe this vaccine is, and that COVID has not gone away. Just because we've had good news this week doesn't mean that there aren't people in the hospital who are unvaccinated who are still struggling for their life. And,
right.
And we owe it as a community to help reach out to those people because they're still at risk. And we want to do everything we can to keep everybody safe, including those who are not vaccinated, so that we can bring them into the fold and have them have a healthy and happy summer too.
Absolutely. So the other big news, certainly, and it was just yesterday, the CDC released the new guidance when it came to masking up, or again, the lack thereof, rather, for people who are fully vaccinated. And again, you know, I don't know. I know a lot of people had this reaction. Breeze, you had it. My wife had it. She asked me, was that real? Was that legit? It was like so surreal to have that come through. But in fact, it's what they said.
It was, and it's another reiteration that the vaccine works. And then, you know, as you know, the guidance is for vaccinated people, and people who are vaccinated really almost have nothing to worry about from the standpoint, you know, at this point with so many people vaccinated, you know, we've got herd immunity among those who are vaccinated. And so if you've got a small gathering of vaccinated people, you have herd immunity. Now, the question is, at what point do we have that across the community? And
sure.
We're not there yet. So, you know, and the reality, unfortunately, is that the devil's in the details. While the CDC has issued guidance, it's not the law. And so, as you saw in the guidance, federal, state, local, territorial, all of those regulations still have to follow suit. And that's why the county executive and I issued our request to the governor and the state health department to modify their guidance so that it falls in line with the CDC. And so we're waiting for that. But until then, you're not going to see officially very much change. But,
right.
you know, from a symbolic standpoint, this is a huge, huge step in the right direction for our community.
A huge step for sure, but it really does pose a lot of questions. And I know the news just broke yesterday, and we're still trying to work everything out. We're still even waiting for the green light from Governor Cuomo himself. But a question one of our listeners, Timothy, had was, how do you tell people who are vaccinated apart from maybe an anti-masker or an anti-masker? And do we need T-shirts made? Do we need to get tattoos? What are we going to do to be able to do such a thing?
Well, you know, we don't do that for any other vaccine, so I don't think we have any need to do it here.
Right.
You know, the reality is that somebody who is unvaccinated could just as well not wear their mask, and at the end of the day, they put themselves at risk because those of us who are vaccinated who don't have a mask on are at no greater risk. You know, really the risk, as I see it, are for those who are 11 and younger who are not eligible to get their vaccine. They will still be wearing their mask, and for those who are parents of children that age and younger, I understand where you're coming from, because you don't want your kids to be exposed unnecessarily to those who are unvaccinated and unmasked.
Okay.
So
my message to those who are unvaccinated is you owe it to yourself, as well as to those who are not yet vaccinated for whatever reason around you, to keep your mask on.
Yeah, it is creating a bit of a us versus them, vaccinated versus unvaccinated, unfortunately. There's really nothing you can do about that. I know a lot of people have, you know, some have issues when it comes to, say, for example, you know, outdoor venues where, you know, we're beginning to hear that some are going to have vaccinated sections where that's 100% capacity versus if you're not, 33% still, 6 feet social distancing, got to wear your mask. And it's again, obviously, it's a very complicated issue, but it's causing some controversy.
It is, and it's going to take us some time to sort of navigate this initial period. You know, while the guidance says you may take your mask off, it doesn't say that you have to.
Right.
So a lot of people who would feel more comfortable for whatever reason are still welcome to wear their mask. You know, we don't want to shame anybody, no matter what side of the fence you're on the mask issue or the vaccine issue. We don't get anywhere by shaming other people.
Sure.
You know, do what you feel most comfortable with for yourself, for your family. And be thinking about the community. Be thinking about those who are not yet vaccinated for whatever reason. And let's do what we can to help them along so that we can all have a safe and healthy summer.
You do you.
Yeah. I'll tell you this. I would much rather be having that conversation than some of the previous conversations we've had over the past several months. So
it's true.
It's headed in the right direction. And again, as you have said a few times, looking forward to a summer that maybe will somewhat look normal.
Yeah.
I hope so. I really do think so. I mean, I feel a lot of optimism. There's still a lot of work ahead, certainly for me and my department, but I think for the community, if we can start setting our sights on a normal summer, a normal school year, you know, we've been through so much as a community, and I think this is the time to take stop, to reflect, to hug one another, and enjoy what I hope will be a very, very good summer.
Have you thought about what you're going to do with any free time that you may get after this is finally all
He's
put
like,
to bed?
Seen that in
goodness,
years.
Goodness!
Are you going to hibernate like a bear for like 6 months?
I hope to take a vacation at some point. I don't know where. I don't know
it.
What.
Maybe Doctor, just you
take
literally
vacation at home. I don't care. That is totally all I need to do.
Well, always an absolute pleasure, as we say to you every time. Always an open door policy here for you to come on the show, Dr. Michael Mendoza. Absolute class act. Thank you again for your time, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you both. Have a good day.
All right, you too.
Bye.
Bye.